on, Esther.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Waiting.
Okay, no problem.
Good evening.
Good evening, Malcolm.
Good evening. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Serra, Aleph Bet Gimel, Yutav Tzadik, Kaberinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Taharenu, Nora.
Oh, yeah.
The letters of the month of Kislev. The Gimel that created the planet Tzedek, the planet Jupiter, the planet of righteousness. And the Samech that created the constellation Keshet, the astrological sign of Sagittarius, the rainbow, the archer or the bow. Na gibor dor sheyuhudcha tevavat shamrim. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Barchem tacharem rachame sikacha tamid gamlem. Betet reish tzaditach gimel. Chasim kadosh verotucha nael adata. Et kufet tet nunayim. Yachid geye bamcha p'nei zokre kedushata. Yud gimel lamed hei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodea talumot. Shin kufav tzadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to read a verse or various, we're now going to separate between the positive and the negative aspects of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of wisdom, of mercy, excuse me. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rachum V'Chanun, Eres Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notze Chesed L'Alafim, Nosea Avon V'Chesha, V'Chata'a V'Nake. We're going to be reading the verses that connect us to the energy of the years 5777 and some previous years. And the first verse from the Tanakh that has that energy is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor o yevai chinam. This verse has five words. When we take the first letter of these five words, we're able to parse it into three Hebrew words, tzatz kiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the last letters of the five words, we're able to permutate them into two Hebrew words, dir yam, which translates as the sea of tenants. All five of these newly created words and translations are connecting to the energy of the year 5777, which is the year of the goat. The second verse that connects to that energy is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And this verse has concealed within it the spelling out of the year 5777, Tav Shin Ayin Zion. The letters of the name of the year are separated by 70 letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Elohechem Hadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The two verses that connect to the year 5776, the year of the pause, begin with 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rak ha-kohanim ha-yu limat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha-olot v'yichaskum Achechem alevim ad kelot amlacha yad yitkadshu hakohanim ki alevim yishrei levav leitkadesh mehakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe, La Lahe, Wa Wa Wa, Yo La Yo, Ala Me, Hey Hey Hey, Aka Arekacha. The second verse connecting to the year 5776 is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohe Wahe Tzur Olamim. There are three verses connecting to the year 5775, the year that swallows death forever. The first verse is Job chapter 7, verse 19, or is it verse 19, chapter 7? It's chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second verse is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol amachavoiya, asher yitchabe sham elai el nachon, wehalakti item wechayim yeshno, varetz vichipaski. O Tov B'Kol Alfei Yehuda. Job chapter 20, verse 7 is the third of the three verses. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayo. There's one verse that connects to the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'afta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto Kaasher Barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar that connects to the energy of certainty. It comes from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29. And we'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimud Hilu Hilu Urchimu. V'yachda l'shem yudhei b'vavhei v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael l'imud Torah mitzvah l'asok Torah mitzvah v'ayhino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadenu konane aleinu maasei yadenu konanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Amatar Tanenan de kucha, perihu koma de aved leila witata, kolaihu yeshot viovada, dikshot vilate, lachmila bialma, divaye barnash, vadachya leya, mineya ulam haga. Peya kalana dehakulu ovada tikshotinun the kola itzterich be alma. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left today, which is the 6th of Kislev, Rabbi Michael Ber Weissmandel, Rabbi Shlomo Abu Amara Rabbi, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlav, Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Lopian, Rabbi Yecheskel Shraga Lipschitz Halberstam. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach will say in a whisper. Today's class is an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, row 16, the right-hand column. When you open that up, scroll down to number 24, the meaning of conception and birth. And we're starting out with rules, the general and particular. The scrutiny of the educated in creation, in the first concept, is defined as emulating the work of the Creator. The work of the Creator is called providence, or the nature of creation. They are not called body, but rather simple matters of flesh and blood in its still form, inanimate form, completely amorphous. It is so because anything that is called by the name form is regarded as a spiritual force and is not a body. This gives us a law by which all bodies are equal. However, as earth is a single body that cannot be divided into many, for we do not find any change of form in it from one part to another, the still cannot be divided into many elements. Also, all the power of multiplication in the world is a wonderful spiritual force. For this reason, anything that is general is suitable and praiseworthy. For it comes from the spiritual force, and anything that is particular is contemptible and lowly. This designates the difference between a selfish person and one who is dedicated to one's nation, or more expansively, to one's world. There is no doubt that the merit of the collective is defined by its power of multiplicity. For if we have decided that the power of multiplicity is a spiritual and important matter, then if the multiplicity is greater, he is more important. It follows that one who is dedicated to one's nation is more important than one who is dedicated to one's town, and one who is dedicated to the world is more important than one who is dedicated to one's nation. This is the first concept. Birth and spirituality. Therefore, as there is birth for an individual in relation to the construction of the bodies, there is birth for the collective. This is done by renewal of the spiritual force, meaning development of the concepts is birth for the collective. Or in the spiritual, disparity of form divides the worlds from one another. This birth means arriving at the world of correction. The exodus from Egypt is called birth. If we are speaking of the multiplication in the spiritual essence, it is similar to the physical case of being born from the mother's womb, which is a dark and spoiled world, with all kinds of filth and unpleasantness, into a world lit up by perfection, the world of correction. By that we understand the meaning of the preparation as defined in the kingdom of the priests, who have come to it by the prophecy of Moses, and for which they were rewarded with freedom from the angel of death, and the reception of the Torah. At that time, they needed a new birth into the air of the enlightened world, called in the verse, a pleasant land, good and broad.
born dead. That newborn was born dead because after the pregnancy, which is the iron melting pot and enslavement in Egypt, came the birth. But they were still unfit to breathe the spirit of life from the enlightened world, where they were guaranteed to come until the court, till the count began, and the war with Amalek, and the trials with the water, etc. And they arrived at the Sinai desert. Sinai, as our sages have said, means Sinai'ah, hatred, for they are pronounced the same, meaning the affliction entailed in every illness. The birth to a father and a mother. At that time, they became worthy of breathing the spirit of life and the prophecy, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, came true in them. First, the kingdom of priests to revoke their personal possessions, and subsequently the holy nation, which is to bestow contentment upon their maker through love your neighbor as yourself. In physicality, the newborn falls into loving and loyal hands, who are the father and the mother, who guarantee its sustenance and health. Likewise, once each one has been prepared with 600,000 who care for one's sustenance, they breathe the spirit of life, as it is written. And Israel encamped there before the mount. And Rashi interpreted as one man with one heart. 2. Posterior and anterior. Man's eyes are before him. This implies that he can look only to the future in a manner of growth from below upward. However, he cannot look behind him in the manner of conception from above downward. As it is written about Lot, look not behind you. For this reason, man is denied any real knowledge because he is devoid of the beginning. He is like a book whose first half is missing. So its content cannot be understood at all. The whole advantage of those who attain is that they are rewarded with attaining the conception also, meaning the progression from above downward. Man includes everything, and it is evidently seen when he looks and contemplates something. Everyone knows that he is not looking outside his own body and ideas whatsoever, yet he attains the whole world, knows what people think, assesses how to be liked by them, and adapts himself to their wishes. In order to know that he only needs to look out inside himself, and he already understands his contemporaries. It is so because everyone is equal, and a person contains all the people within. The restriction on one's knowledge is that one does not know one's own conception, nor remembers anything from that time, so as to be able to say anything about it. The 50th gate. This is the meaning of the verse, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. Moses attained the meaning of conception, meaning all the discernments from above downward in full. It is called the posterior of the spiritual worlds, and all he lacked was to look at the face as well, meaning to see the future through the end of the correction. This is called 50 gates of Bina. Since the level of Bina is 100 gates, and Bina is named by Kabbalists Ima, mother, as she is the mother of the whole world. One who is rewarded with attaining all 100 gates in her is rewarded with the revelation of complete completeness. There, 50 gates from behind are the conception, meaning the progression from above downward. And there, 50 gates from before are the necessary path of development through the end of correction. At that time, the whole earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and they shall teach no more each man his neighbor, and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. This is the meaning of Moses' prayer. Show me, please, your glory, meaning all 50 gates of Bina from within. And the Creator said to him, You shall see my back. It is enough that you see all 50 in my posterior, from above downward, but my face shall not be seen, since you will not see all the 50 from before. For man shall not see me and live, meaning before it is due time, when the vessels have fully adapted and developed. Prior to that, one must die by seeing this, because the vessels will not be able to receive that great light and will be canceled. This is the meaning of what is written. 50 gates of Bina, of intelligence, were created in the world, and all but one were given to Moses. But in spirituality, there is no lack. Rather, it is all or nothing, as in a slightly broken vow is a completely broken vow. And in the end, when the measure of the vessels grow and develop sufficiently, they will be fit for attaining the 50th gate. You should also know that there are two kinds of attainment, prophecy and wisdom. With respect to wisdom, Moses attained what all the sages attained. But with respect to prophecy, he could not attain. It is about that that our sages said, a sage is preferable to a prophet. And they also said that Solomon attained the 50th gate. The soul begets the body, conception, and growth. We find two progressions in a sown wheat. One, from the time it is placed in the ground, when it begins to strip itself of its form, this is regarded as begetting, until it becomes nothing. Not, meaning the substrate of negation of its progenitor's form, and the actual becomes potential. Until then, it is regarded as conception, extending from the progression from above downward. And two, when it comes to the final point, the growth begins. This is the progression from below upward, until it obtains the level of its progenitor. General and particular are the same. General and particular are as identical as two drops in a pond. It is so both externally, in the state of the planet in general, and internally, or even in the smallest atom, we find a complete system of sun and planets circling it, just as in the universe. Likewise, man is the internality of the world, and you find within man all the images of the upper worlds, Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. It is as the Kabbalists have said, Atzilut is the Rosh, the head. Briah is up to the Chazeh, the chest. Yetzirah is from there to the tabor, the navel. And Asiyah is from the tabor down. For this reason, there is a progression from above downward in man's conception. Also, meaning a slow expansion from the progenitor, the mother, until one completely detaches from her as one emerges to the world, moving from operating to operated, from the authority of the progenitor to one's own authority. At that time begins the progression from below upward. The days of nursing, when still attached to the mother's breasts, until the form is completely completed, is fully completed in the final level of the progenitors. However, Adam HaRishon, the first man, was a creation of the Creator. He was certainly not born from a woman, but from the dust of the earth, as were the rest of the first creations, who were formed from that dust, as it is written. All was from the dust, and yet that dust extends from the upper worlds that precede it. It is so because above, too, there are light and vessel. The light is in the forms in the reception, and the vessel is the will to receive those suitable forms. That vessel, which is the will to receive, is never constant, neither in terms of importance nor in terms of an independent reality that stands in and of itself, but only with what it receives. For this reason, it has no more merit than what is being received. For example, a poor man who wishes to acquire wealth is no more important than a poor man who is content with his lot and does not aspire for wealth. On the contrary, he is worse than him, because the will to receive becomes one with the received matter, and they are only two halves of one thing. When each half is separated, it has no value in itself, which you can discuss with or negotiate. 3. What is a soul? The law of development according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. It is impossible to examine anything before you see it from the beginning to its end. And since one feels only what comes from within, just as physicians have found that the colors are not the same in both eyes, but there is rather an agreement here. Therefore, the first one must know oneself through and through, at least since the time of conception, from impregnation to the time of adulthood. And because this is not so, for one begins to know oneself only when becoming a complete human being, one is therefore devoid of the ability to self-scrutinize. No person knows himself. The second reason is that to know something, you must primarily observe its negative qualities. And one cannot see one's own faults, and to the same extent that one can borrow from what one sees in others, one looks in a mirror that does not illuminate. It is so because anything bad that one must receive comes to one as pleasure, for otherwise he would not receive it. Also, it is a law that wherever there is pleasure, a person does not regard it as bad, except after many experiences that develop in them. However, this requires days and years, as well as memory, conclusions, and observations, of which not everyone is capable. For this reason, no person knows himself. But Kabbalists have attainment, and again, and attain a matter in full. That is, they are rewarded with attaining all those degrees in reality that one can attain. This is considered that they have attained a matter in full, and that complete matter is called a soul. That soul is the possession of Adam HaRishon. I have already explained above in item 2 that the worlds are attained in two ways, from above downward and from below upward. first one attains from above downward, and hanging down of the whole of the soul. Subsequently comes from below upward, being the attainment itself. The first progression is called ibur, impregnation, because it is tantamount to a drop that gradually detaches from the father's brain and is impregnated in the mother until it emerges to the world. This is regarded as the last degree from above downward, meaning taking into consideration the cause of the newborn. After all, until then it was still connected in some part to its mother and father, meaning the cause, and as it came into the world, it became independent. And this is the order from above downward. And the reason for all that is that his thought is unique. Hence, all incidents are the same, and the general is similar to the particular. Conception and growth of a body as a soul. From the moment of one's birth, when at the farthest point begins the return to attainment from below upward, this is called the law of development, and it follows the exact same ways and inlets that descended from above downward. Kabbalists attain it, but to physical eyes they seem as ordinary states, slow and gradual, until one's level grows to become like one's father and mother. At that time, one is regarded as having attained all the degrees from below upward, meaning a complete degree. Number four, from above downward and from below upward, the growth testifies to the conception. And since the two progressions from above downward and from below upward are as similar as two drops in a pond, we can understand the progression from above downward by observing the progression from below upward, which is the second progression of the development, namely growth. Thus you find that there are four states in the four worlds, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Beginning with Asiya, such as when examining the progression of the growth of a fruit from the planting to its complete ripening. One, before the signs of ripening appear in it, which are all the laws of the states in the fruit, this is the world of Asiya. Two, from the time when you can eat it and be satiated, although it is still tasteless, this is Yetzira. Three, from the time when some flavor can be detected in it, this is Bria. And four, from the time when its full flavor and beauty appear, and it is absolute. This order is from below upward. Every emanated and born comes in two ways. The whole issue of form from above downward and from below upward that was explained in the four worlds of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya applies even to the smallest item in the worlds, meaning in every cause and consequence. A cause is the father, the root, the agent. The consequence means that it was operated and done by the cause. For this reason, it is regarded as an offspring, a branch, or an extension and cause. The meaning of these two progressions is understood in the particular, just as in the general. From above downward is a way of separating the cause from its consequence until it emerges and becomes an authority on its own. And from below upward is the law of development that awakens to it to grow from below upward until it attains its cause. That is, becomes completely equal to it. As we have explained above, the physical father and offspring that comes from the father's brain to the birth is the time of the ascent from below upward. You should discern likewise in all four types, in the still, the agitative, the animate, and the speaking. As it is in the emanation of the elements of spirituality, so it is in all the worlds. It is so because from Echad, one uniqueness, emerges the Yechidah, the oneness, the unique one. And all the ways that Yechidah received necessitate all the subsequent successions, both in the general and in the particular. While I realize it's early, it's clear that we will not be able to finish this essay tonight. And this is actually a good place to stop so that we'll have about the same time for next week, maybe a little longer. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow, Tuesday at 4:30, all times are West Coast times, Pacific time. At 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And tomorrow at 7 p.m., we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. Wednesday at 4:30, a mini Zohar class. And at 7 p.m., a questions and answers session. Thursday at 4:30 will be advanced reincarnation. And at 7 o'clock will be a Zohar class on the Parasha of Vayetze. Saturday at 6 p.m. will be a Havdalah service, and at 7 p.m. will be a new Zohar in the new week, the new energy of the new week. And this particular Saturday at 7 will be in the Parasha of Vayishlach. Sunday at 10:30, this coming Sunday morning at 10:30, we will start our preparation for Hanukkah. I wish you all well. Have a beautiful evening. And shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
You're always welcome.
Shalom.